Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. Tonight, hello, gorgeous. Cheyenne Jackson goes to the movies with the San Francisco Symphony. My guest is singer, songwriter, and actor Cheyenne Jackson. He's been in numerous films, including the HBO Liberace biopic Behind the Candelabra and United 93, in which he portrayed the San Francisco gay rugby player Mark Bingham, who is credited with leading the passenger uprising against terrorist hijackers on 9/11. He's also in Love is Strange, which is coming out next month. His many television roles include 30 Rock series regular Danny Baker and vocal adrenaline coach Dustin Goolsbee on Glee. And he's been in numerous Broadway and off-Broadway stage shows, including one of my personal favorites, Altar Boys. In 2004, he created the lead role of Matthew in that hit, and then also originated the lead role of Chad in the Broadway musical All Shook Up, which won the Theater World Award and got several nominations from the Drama League and Outer Critics Circle for Outstanding Lead Actor. He's also a singer and songwriter who performed to sold-out houses with the San Francisco Symphony last year as Tony in West Side Story. He recorded a duet CD with long-established gay crooner Michael Feinstein and released a CD of his own original songs last year called I'm Blue Skies. And with all this, good looks and a social conscience. He's an ardent supporter of LGBT rights, including marriage equality and HIV/AIDS research. He's an international ambassador for AMFAR, the Foundation for AIDS Research, and the national ambassador for New York's Hetrick Martin Institute, which creates safe and supportive environments for queer youth and their families. He performed at the opening ceremonies of the San Francisco AIDS Walk this past Sunday and made unadvertised guerrilla marketing appearances at Martuni's Piano Bar and the Edge Bar in San Francisco Monday night. Cheyenne Jackson, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're laughing about those, about the guerrilla marketing appearances.
Yes.
I didn't go to Martuni's. It's a little too far away from my house, but I did go to the Edge. Not quite as classy, huh? But they're nice.
I wouldn't say that. I just wasn't... You know, they said, oh, it's a nice neighborhood bar, and I can totally see that. But, you know, I walked in, wall-to-wall, lovely people waiting, but, you know, shirtless boys. I'm surprised there wasn't somebody up there, you know.
I think somebody yelled for you to take off your shirt, if I'm not mistaken.
I think pants, too.
Okay, I missed that.
It was lovely. No, they were really, really, really cool and really welcoming. It was nice.
Okay.
It was fun.
So anyway, before we get in-depth talking, let's hear some of you singing West Side Story with the San Francisco Symphony last summer. This is called This Is Something's Coming.
Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make him cannonball on down from the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click.
That's Cheyenne Jackson singing Something's Coming from West Side Story with the San Francisco Symphony last summer. It was the first time any orchestra has performed and recorded the entire score from West Side Story, and the CD of it was just released last month. That particular song will be included in this Thursday's and Friday's, tonight's and tomorrow night's performances with the San Francisco Symphony.
Tell us
what that show's all about.
This is a show that I've been working on for about a year. Really, really exciting. I think because of working with the San Francisco Symphony last summer, and I just loved working with the team and Michael Tilson Thomas and just the wonderful crew they have, we all came up with an idea. And they have this great summer series, and I've been really fostering the concert side of my career. So we came up with this show. Hello, gorgeous. Cheyenne Jackson goes to the movies. I wanted something that could still kind of live within the world of what I do. And what I mean by that is music teachers have always said, you were born in the wrong era. Your voice, you know, doesn't... I always had kind of a throwback sound and style. So I do a show called Music of the Mad Men Era. So something that I can incorporate classic films and modern films, but make it entertaining, have a through line, and then be backed by, you know, arguably one of the greatest orchestras ever. So, yeah.
It should be a great show.
I'm looking forward really, to seeing it. Really excited.
Tell us some of the other songs that are going to be included.
Let's see. Well, I purposely, in the program, I'm not telling the songs, I'm just telling the films, but since I'm here on public radio with you, I'll tell you. No, I'll give you some for sure. Well, what you just heard is obviously that's going to be one. I can tell you there's a James Bond section.
Cool.
We'll leave that at that because it's a fun little surprise. I'm doing Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. I'm singing Stand By Me, which has lots of personal significance. It's the first rated R movie I ever saw. That was actually before they had PG-13. Remember there was like a PG and there was a gray area. All those boys were my age. It meant a lot to me. But really, this show, in the last 2 years, it truly has been the best of times and the worst of times for me personally. So every show I do now, I can't really go back. What I mean is I'm sober now. So that really colors everything I do. I can't just stand up there and say, all right, from this show, I sang this song. And in this Broadway musical, I sang this song. And, we've all been to shows, peers of mine, wonderful, talented people, but they're basically just doing a list of songs that they like or songs that they've done. And if I want that, I will go buy the CD. I want to know about you.
Right.
And so that's what my challenge was in doing these songs from films, but also to make them personal and also create a great journey for the audience. Two amazing guest stars, Tony Award-winning Faith Prince, Adelaide, amazing. And I'm actually singing something from Guys and Dolls with her. And that was, it's a pinch me moment. Amazing. And then Courtney Act.
Yeah. I happened to be in Australia last year for the first time.
Oh, really?
Earlier this year.
Yeah.
She was the featured performer at the Mardi Gras after party.
Yeah. She's big time. And I just thought it would be really fun to – I'm a big fan of RuPaul's Drag Race. And also just she has an excitement about her, and she's a really talented singer. And I thought it would be fun. So we're doing a little section in the Baz Luhrmann world. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the show. I plan to go tonight through the magic of radio. This
yes.
is pre-recorded.
It's so tonight, everybody.
Tonight's show. And then tomorrow night, you can get down there in time because it's a 7:30 show, not 8 o'clock.
7:30, that's right.
Because that's the way the symphony is. There's a little more, I don't know.
Gives you more time. So, gives you more time to get home to the kids.
And, yeah. So the Bay Area Reporter, a newspaper in last week's issue, quoted you saying a little bit of what you just said now, that you've been touring with concerts for the last year and a half or so, and that's been cathartic for you to get out from behind a character, a role that you're playing, and perform as yourself because an audience wants to know you. They want a personal connection with the performer. So before we play a song from I'm Blue Skies, what do you want audiences to know about you? What things about your life should folks know that might help them appreciate your music and your styling even more?
I mean, I think with anybody... the first time I ever saw Barbara Cook perform, I didn't know anything about her. I just thought she was this beautiful older woman who really knew how to sell a song. But what I found was I saw myself in her. I saw myself in her experiences. And so what I want people to get from me or see in me is themselves. I know that's a little, you know, heady, but that's really what it is. I mean, of course, I'm going to talk about personal things. I'm in recovery, and I make no bones about it. It's changed my life. So in that respect, people come up to me afterwards, and they'll whisper in my ear, I have 22 years, or whatever, you know, and that's wonderful. But really, it's just, I want to share my heart. I want to share my music. I'd like to give the audience what they want, but also what they need, what I think they need. And they don't necessarily know that they need it, but afterwards, they're like, I needed that.
Okay.
So that's been my goal, and it's been pretty successful so far.
So we're going to hear from your CD, I'm Blue Skies, Mr. Lonely Boy
yeah.
first. And yeah. Tell us a little bit about that song, if you could.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, this last couple of years has been the most challenging and also the most amazing. I went through a divorce, and during that time, writing was my solace. And I was on the subway in New York one afternoon, one cloudy, rainy, gross afternoon, and I was newly sober, and I just was fraught with self-loathing and shame and guilt, and I wrote a letter to myself on the subway, and that letter became this song. And it's something I do in some of the smaller shows. It couldn't be more personal, but I feel like for some reason it's very relatable, and that's nice.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit of it. This is Mr. Lonely Boy.
You've seen the best in me, and you've seen the worst. Everything that's in between is all that you took first. Wrapped up tight, always right, just like they say. Mr. Lonely Boy, why are you running on so far? Mr. Lonely Boy, why you tear yourself apart? Though the smoke it clears, it always does. So suck it up, why the tears? Mr. Lonely Boy, you keep me guessing, eyes full of tears, and all you're missing, what's wrong with right here? I gotta say, I've worn out my stay, time has slipped away.
My guest, Cheyenne Jackson, singing Mr. Lonely Boy from his CD, I'm Blue Skies. I'm Eric Jansen. You're listening to Out in the Bay here on 91.7 KALW. What inspired you to create this album, this CD? They're all your own compositions, and this is the first time you've had a release of all your own compositions.
Yeah.
Right?
What inspired me? Well, I've always written songs, but they were always just for me. There was always, I sang, I acted, I danced, you know, it was always a ham bone. But in terms of writing, it was always just so personal to me, and it wasn't something I ever really planned on sharing. But then I met up with somebody who is a really prolific singer-songwriter. Her name's Sia. And our friendship really inspired me to dig deeper in terms of, you know, she said, do you write? And I said, I do. I was scared to show her my stuff because she's so great, and I had such respect for her. But she said, this is really good. And the only other person to tell me my music was good before was my mom. And, you know, that's their job to say it's good. But then, you know, through the coaxing of others, I sent it to Sony. And then Sony ATV was really excited and said, you really have something. And they signed me to a developmental artist writing deal. And that's kind of where it started. I wasn't planning on releasing an album, but then kind of the songs were pouring out of me. They continue to.
I've listened to just little bits of them, not the whole album, but they seem, generally speaking, I'd say more poppy than, for example, you know, with Michael Feinstein and the crooner stuff you've been talking about doing. Is that a different flavor? Do you have a particular genre you like more than others when it comes to performing?
Oh, man. It's like Sophie's Choice. I don't have a favorite. I mean, I really just, whatever it is at that moment, if it's something that moved, like last night, like you said, at one of those
guerrilla marketing.
Guerrilla marketing. I mean, I did Falling Slowly from Once, which is such a beautiful song, and it's kind of folky, you know, kind of rock, but kind of, it's very theatrical. So I love that, but then also, you know, we did Suddenly Seymour, which couldn't be more straight down the musical theater pipeline. I don't have a favorite. I just want to connect to it. I want to tell a story. So yeah, and as far as songwriting goes, I don't really plan on what the song is going to be. It just kind of happens, and sometimes it's super poppity pop. Michael Bublé heard one on the last album, and so we're, you know, I'm keeping that in the back of my mind, you know, to write for in that world, because he was interested in one of them.
And you have something in the works now that's going to be coming out next year?
Yeah, I'm writing right now. My next album will be out hopefully June is what I'm thinking. So, yeah. I mean, it's always going to be a way for me to express what I can't express from a character and a movie or a TV show or on stage.
Okay, so let's hear the title cut, I'm Blue Skies. And you want to tell us a little bit about that before you play it?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's a comma after blue. That's why you keep saying, I'm blue skies.
Right. And that's in case you're wondering. Everybody.
No, and the comma is on purpose. And there were lots of conversations about the comma. But really, it's twofold. It's I'm blue, as in I'm sad. And you're talking to the skies, literally. And also it means I'm blue skies, as in like I'm everything. I'm the skies, I'm this water, I am, you know, we are all the same. So it's twofold. And that song is about just being on the precipice, being on the edge of something great and allowing yourself to really soar. And it became really anthemic and fun. And I wrote it with my buddy Stevie, who's just this kick butt guy. So yeah. And then I was in Budapest shooting a film with Jenna Rollins last year, and decided to do a music video while I was there because Budapest is so beautiful, and so it was great. It was kind of a nice juxtaposition between all of that.
All right, let's hear I'm Blue Skies.
On the steps of the edge, nothing left, no more breath to sing over the rainbow. Cloudy day, not a ray, still I say there's a way. But now here I go. For the first time, it's the last night, I break apart at the seams. From the dark I see the sunrise. I'm believing me finally. Here I am, letting go. I am fearless and vulnerable. I'm brave, I'm alive, impatiently
is Cheyenne Jackson singing the title track from his CD, I'm Blue, Skies, which you can find information about not on his website, but at his Twitter page, Twitter at Cheyenne Jackson, or Instagram, Mr. Cheyenne Jackson.
Yes.
That's spelled like the city, Cheyenne, Wyoming. That must be a story. Were you conceived there or what?
No, no, I wasn't. It was a TV show in the 50s that my dad loved with Clint Walker. He loved it. It was called Cheyenne. It was about a man, big cowboy who was part Cheyenne Indian, and he just went around and made the world a better place.
Lonely okay. man,
so
Cheyenne,
that was really your parents gave you that name.
Yes,
picking as a stage name because people asked me like, where did that name come from?
Oh, people asked me too when I got to New York. You know, casting agents were like, really? Cheyenne Jackson. I'm like, birth certificate.
Uh-huh. It's like a porn video name almost.
It is. It is. It's totally, it sounds like a stripper name. Yep.
So anyway, Cheyenne Jackson will be performing with the San Francisco Symphony tonight and tomorrow night, mm-hmm. Thursday and Friday. Songs, it's called what? Mr. Gorgeous. No, it's called Gorgeous.
Hello Gorgeous.
Hello Gorgeous. A Night at the Movies.
Cheyenne Jackson Goes to the Movies.
Thank you.
Close enough.
Sorry. You can find out the actual title and get more information about tickets and all that stuff at sfsymphony.org.
Yes.
Where you can also find the West Side Story double CD.
Yes.
With a beautiful book that tells the backstory and all that stuff.
Yeah. Which is getting incredible reviews, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew it was going to be special. I knew it was going to be something amazing because Michael Tilson Thomas is just, you know, so musically amazing and sensitive, but the outpouring of I don't seek out reviews, but my Maria Alexandra Silber, she has been sending me. She's like, oh my gosh, and then look at this one, and you know, even really discerning, kind of crusty publications have just been going berserk. So I'm so proud. And I'm also I just turned 39, so that, I knew it was the last time I was ever going to sing Tony. So
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Belated in a couple weeks, but you know, happy birth month.
Thanks.
So you said you might sing a little bit just a cappella from one of the songs that's going to be on because you need to practice the lyrics.
I do need to practice the lyrics. Because
this is Tuesday. Don't worry, folks. He's got 2 days to get ready.
And it's early. All right. Let's see. Okay. All right. Moon River, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style someday. To see, I already forgot the second part, but you get the idea.
It was beautiful so far. Oh, oh man, really? Like, wow! I love personal concerts. Okay, all of you guys at the edge were like waiting for Cheyenne to be there. Eat your hearts out because I got a half an hour with him. He sang to me. Okay, so there, I'm done. Tell me about being gay in the entertainment industry. How has that changed over the years?
I mean, gay.
You. Well, according to the IMBD movie base database, you are international movie database. You are.
Yes. What has it been like?
I mean, you got a quote from there saying you think you've missed out on some parts because of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've never, stood up and said I've missed out on parts, but people ask me this probably in every interview, and it's an important question. I totally get it. I've been out just living my life openly since I was 19, so 20 years now. And it was, I'm just one of those guys that I'm just comfortable. And I'm not, let me put it this way. At the beginning of every project, there's always the dude in the corner who's kind of brooding and kind of quiet. And I'm always fascinated by that guy. Like, oh, what's his story? He's so, mysterious. And I'm going to try to be like that. So I'll try that, in a new thing. And for the first half an hour, I can keep that up. And then I'm just kicking my legs and woo! I can't. I'm an open book. I'm for better or for worse, it's who I am. And I've learned to embrace that. That being said, that's manifested itself in a bunch of different ways, one of which was being out from the beginning of my career. My big break was on Broadway in All Shook Up, and I was playing Elvis basically, and there's a billboard of my face in Times Square, four stories high. I knew it was one of those moments, life moments. And the New York Times was doing a piece and they were profiling me. It was a big deal. And the guy asked me, because I was made no bones about it, and I paused for a moment and I just said, yeah, I have a partner. And it was just one of those things. And I'm sure there was a collective agent, manager, publicist gasp, like, why are you doing, but
it almost seems like it should be an asset today. Maybe it's not. I mean, and you've played a lot of gay roles, but you've obviously played a lot of straight roles too.
I feel like at this point, do I think I've lost out on things because of it? Probably. I mean, I have no proof, but I've screen tested for major things before, and I always joke there's about 10 of us in the room and I'm the only gay one, or at least that's out, and I'm cool with it. I really feel like the best person for the part should get the job, and if me being gay is a reason for me not to get cast, then I don't want that part anyway. I don't want to work with producers or movie makers that are basing casting decisions on that. I do think I've probably lost out on things, but I am not complaining. I've been a working actor for a long time. I work really hard. I try to treat people well. I try to live a life of integrity and treat people with kindness. And I feel like my work is starting to stand by itself, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Tell us a little bit, in just a couple minutes that we have left, mm-hmm. about your work with AMFAR. You're still international ambassador?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, international ambassador is just a fancy name for a bitch. I am AMFAR's bitch, and I'm happy to be so. About 7 years ago, I wanted to get involved because one of my best friends in Seattle, we were two peas in a pod and just kind of partied it up, and he became infected. He became HIV positive, and it really just, it so could have easily been me, the way I'd lived my life, the things I'd put in my body. So I wanted to do something more than just march in a parade or wave a flag. Not that that is, not to belittle that at all, but for me, I wanted to do more. So I wanted to get involved in an organization that is actively looking for a cure. And so AMFAR, our whole thing is fundraising. We travel around the world and we raise money for the cutting edge technology for these scientists. And the ambassadors, there's four of us. It's a motley crew: Liza Minnelli, Sharon Stone, Mia Jovovich, and I think Michelle Yeoh is now as well. So, yeah, I mean, I do anything from procuring auction items for, you know, big events, or sometimes I'll sing. Sometimes I'll do a cash call. And I'm happy to, because I believe in it so much and the work that they're doing. Kenneth Cole is our chairman of the board, and he's become such a dear friend and mentor to me. And he's somebody who runs his own empire, and then also doesn't have to, but spends the rest of his time doing this. And I'm so inspired by that.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here, Shine Jackson.
Thank you
for
having
me with us today. You've been listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. You can learn more about Cheyenne Jackson at his on Instagram, Mr. Cheyenne Jackson, or on Twitter, he's at Cheyenne Jackson, spelled like the city. And what else do I want to tell you? And his appearance with the San Francisco Symphony tonight and tomorrow night at the San Francisco Symphony's website, sfsymphony.org. Both those links are on our website, too, outinthebay.org. Instead of our usual theme song tonight, we'll go out with more of the music from the SF Symphony's West Side Story CD, performed in its entirety with Cheyenne Jackson and Alexandra Silber singing the lead roles. The CD was issued this June. You can hear tonight's show, a year of past shows, and a dozen of our all-time favorites on our website, outinthebay.org, where you can also sign up for free podcasts and get the Stitcher app. That's right, Stitcher, that lets you hear radio programs on mobile devices. We've had some reports lately that it's hard to listen on smartphones, some error messages about Adobe or something, but seriously, if you download the Stitcher app, it's free and it's easy and it's right on our homepage. On our playing favorites page, you can hear some of our personal favorites from our 9 years on the air, including interviews with John Waters, Ang Lee, Leslie Gore, Matthew Shepard's mother, Judy Shepard, and a feature on Liberace. Out in the Bay is independently produced by me and Marilyn Pittman, with occasional help from associate producer Nora Elmoligi. We thank KALW for studio use and airtime, and tonight's engineer, Kevin Vance. As an independent production, not a KALW staff production, Out in the Bay receives no financial help from KALW. We depend on community support. It's easy and tax-deductible at outinthebay.org. We'd love to hear from you with segment suggestions, comments, and questions. So write to us, Eric at outinthebay.com and Marilyn at outinthebay.com. I'm Eric Jansen. I am out of here.